Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Kristen says it was Timothy Chalamet that during the SNL 50th anniversary special.
No, when he hosted.
Oh, when he hosted, was showing his own face over
losing
and over
again and again and again.
Losing at the Academy Awards.
That's like very funny.
I'm sure. I saw that when he showed up for the premiere of the London red carpet event for A Complete Unknown, where he plays Bob Dylan, he drove his eco-friendly motorbike and had to park it in an improper spot and was fined the equivalent of $79 for
good. not because of where he parked, but because he drove a eco-friendly motorbike.
He did. He took an eco
himself too. How pompous! Yeah. I hate when people do that. You know, if you're rich and famous, just be rich and famous.
I think you're lashing out at someone in this room, Biggie, who's not embraced the lifestyle.
Chalamet.
No, I'm talking, I mean, don't get me wrong. You're rich. But you're not rich and famous. You're locally known. I mean, people see you and they go, that's him. It's different. Like, no one gets excited to see us.
Very uncomfortable.
Okay, fact.
That makes me very uncomfortable. Yeah. When you
Chalamet stopped traffic.
Yeah.
Of course he does. People trying to look like him are like, it'll look like Kanye.
Premiere in a limo. Don't pull out e-bike and ride.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of this. I want to be like you mentality. We're moving towards haves and have-nots anyways. Just enjoy being the haves.
Yeah, but every so often, the have-nots kill the haves.
Yeah, sometimes.
Every so often.
The have-nots will, like, really strike back a blow at the haves.
Sort of.
You know, so he's walking that line of, I care about the environment, and so I'm going to drive my e-bike to the premiere.
But that makes me more mad.
You didn't like that.
No, then, yeah. I mean, I think if you are a person, he's a talented actor, obviously.
No doubt.
One of the best out there right now. His movies, he has hit movies.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, man. Yeah. Don't e-bike it through the London streets.
It was a rainstorm. It was brutal. But he made it, and he said, for the earth, I do this.
I am barely locally known, but if somebody wanted me to put me in a limo, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Stretch Hummer?
I believe that.
Let's get this man a stretch Hummer.
I believe that about you. If they wanted to stretch hum you across the state this weekend,
absolutely,
you would do just that. Right. I saw something. I thought Kristen would be intrigued by this. He was the one that pointed this out to me years ago. And it was, I think it was with diabetes and also with smoking. If the local news does a report on smokers, they will show smokers with their, what he calls, with their heads cut off. So they're like, in the park with a cigarette burning.
It's tricky with smokers because they can't show their full faces because they don't want to be accused of, you know, picking on someone. So they have uncomfortable close-ups of these yellow stained fingers,
lips.
Permanently pursed lips, sucking on their cigarette in public. It's always in public.
That's right.
They can't go inside.
That's
and shoot.
Right. So they show. So and then if it's a story about diabetes or something, they'll show overweight people walking through a mall or a park with just from the neck to the knee. So you just see big torsos coming at you.
God, I'm primed for that.
Well,
you may have been on camera.
I'm waiting to watch the news and see myself.
Yeah, just from neck to knee.
Yeah.
Well, I know that guy. You know.
Is that his Johnny Cash shirt?
You know, it's all. It's always a story about diabetes or whatever. And Chris Tim said, notice when the local news does this, they'll show, quote unquote, fat people with their heads cut off. And so.
Now, this is from the 90s on.
Oh, they've been doing it for a long
forever.
Time. Now, fat people with their head cut off. Now, cigarette smokers, you're right. It's more up close.
It's just the mouth,
Mouth,
fingers, butt,
cigarette. That's it. I saw something yesterday, a new one, okay, a new phenomenon. The story was African-American men get cancer at a higher rate than white men, so they showed black guys walking around, just torsos.
With
their heads cut off.
My God.
It was like black guys at a gym, at a,
they couldn't
at
show,
a park.
Yep. They couldn't show LeBron James.
No, we only saw. And usually it was like a regular looking guy.
Yeah.
Always black.
Cancer hits everybody.
Walking down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, cancer hits everybody. And they're just walking down the street and they had no heads.
I need for discretion?
Yeah.
I need you to go out and film some black guys. Don't let them know and don't get their faces. What?
Look, I can't write this on your assignment sheet, but I need video of black men with their heads cut off.
What?
I can't
what?
Do that.
I can't do yeah. that.
No, no, it's for a story about cancer.
No, what? It's to help. Is it? I can't do that.
We're hoping
I won't do that.
We're hoping to even up these numbers. You know, they're unfairly treated or something. So we have to make sure we put this on there. Yeah. It's the first time I've ever seen.
I've never seen that.
No, and no. The whole story was African American men, you know, higher rate, this mm-hmm. and that, and they talked to an expert, but tons of video, you know, the same shots. 10 shots over
big
and over.
Cities.
Yep. Big over big cities, mm-hmm. walking down the street, neck to knee. A lot of guys, summer shots, like in shorts, so you could definitely tell.
Okay.
These are black guys. You know, they're wearing short sleeve shirts.
See the skin?
Yep.
We're not, you know, pointing it out, but we are, you know.
Exactly. There was an Amazon driver, you can't cut him any slack, Baltimore. He was delivering a package, hit a pedestrian. Left the scene. In fact, dragged her for like 15 feet. She was like, I'm here. I'm here. He stopped, got out of the car. She crawled out from under the car. Then he left the scene. And she was unable to get a license plate. But it was caught on video, and they're investigating now about the Amazon driver. It looks like that they are going to be able to catch him. Mm. They about got him.
How guilty would you feel if that was your package?
That's what he next. Said. Well, he's, yeah. That's his thing. He's like,
I can't be late.
I can't be late. I had to go.
It's know? Funny you say that because, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, there's the Amazon delivery, like vans that you see out.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you guys don't use a lot of Amazon, but if you go to order something, sometimes they'll say, hey, we can have this to you tomorrow morning between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And if you click that, the person normally delivering that is just in like a car.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it's this morning it happened to me. I was driving behind a car, and suddenly he put on his flashers and just stopped in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this? And he got out of the car, which I'm like, I'm getting carjacked.
Right.
Oh. And he popped his trunk and pulled out an Amazon package and went up to a door.
Delivering at that
time
of day.
Yeah, but didn't give me any warning. So I'm just stuck behind this guy. I had to pull around him and go into mm-hmm. oncoming traffic.
Mm.
But he was an Amazon delivery guy at
overnight shift.
Yeah, 4:30 in the morning.
Well, the wisdom here is most people think he hits this woman, and he's like, I got to make the next stop. And she had non-life-threatening injuries, so he went on.
I dragged her toward a hospital. What?
I looked at her.
Here's some residents nearby. It's a problem.
I'm just glad to hear they're okay, and hopefully you're making a speedy recovery. I mean, I worry walking her all around the city sometimes just because people are always blowing through lights. I don't know if that's what happened in this situation, but, you know, even if it's last tick of a yellow, people are just going 40. I mean, when I got home today, I parked up the street. Someone seemed like they were almost going 40 miles per hour down one of these roads. So people are just moving quick all the time.
That's Baltimore.
Charm City.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. On edge. Now,
we talk to citizens who say it's bad to run people over. Tom, back to you. No one saw anything here, of course. These people are against running over the citizen.
Some people are saying, though, in the video, she's walking across a pedestrian walking spot, but the sign says don't walk. Like that she's in the wrong. So now.
But that never flies, right?
I don't know. I mean, she's jaywalking. She's walking where it says don't walk.
Sometimes it depends on the state, right? Hasn't our attorney said sometimes if you contribute to your own injury,
mm-hmm.
you're sometimes partially liable.
And she has non-life-threatening injuries. Now, Amazon is looking into this as well. And, of course, they're coming down on the side of safety is job one. Of course, that's the main thing. But I don't know how it works if she really is walking against the don't walk sign and he hit her.
I know what Biggie's thinking.
Mm.
Sign him up for FedEx.
Right. That's the.
Yeah.
You're not FedEx. Amazon material, yeah. I'm
right,
afraid.
Right, right, right.
But FedEx. Here's a brochure.
Yeah, yeah.
FedEx will purposely hit you.
That's right. FedEx, this guy gets an accommodation. He's like promoted, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, look, Larry finally took one out.
This guy's got upper management written all over him.
Let's get him a better route.